Don't make a net around it. In other words, when you're covering up the beehive, right now there's a window there. So since there's a window on the side, for sure you're not making seder, because the bees could fly right out. You're only covering up the top in order the rain should not come in and ruin it. So what does it mean, v'vashlo yiskavin? It doesn't mean kavodim, because you're not doing a ma'aseh tzedem. It means it goes like this, v'vashlo yasenu metzudim. Don't do another thing. When you want to cover it up, don't make it like a net all around the beehive, even to cover up the window. That's what I mean to say. Don't cover up the window either. Benachrami, if the window is not covered up, then it's mutter. So v'vashlo gemar pshita. Avadi can't cover it up. Like, what do you have to tell me? Like, you're telling them, avadi, like, don't make it seder. Avadi would source it to make it seder. You can't tell me, like, don't cover up the window. Of course I know you're not going to cover up the window. So Gemara says, yes, I need a chiddush here. Mother time, I would have thought like this. When is it also to capture something? Only if it's a normal thing to capture. It's a min. It's a type of an animal that people capture animals. So since it's a min, it's a type of an animal that people capture, there's an issue they write to capture it. But what about shaloi b'mino nitzud? Let's say something like bees, that nobody goes to capture bees. Mutter, maybe it's like a mutter to capture a bee. Maybe there's no wisset feather on a bee. Kamash b'lo no, that on a bee, even though people don't capture it, it's also to make a maisit feather. Even on something that people don't capture, still there's an isset feather. So that's the chiddush here. So that's why that's to tell you this chiddush. Obavad means don't cover up the window either. Don't make a complete net around it, that it should be a maisit feather. Rav Asher Yom, another Terence. Again, the original question was the Koran from Yitzchak. How are you allowed to cover up this beehive in the winter? In the winter, the beehive doesn't have any honey in it. It's muksa. How can you cover? How can you move a kli to cover it up? Rav Asher says the push to Terence. Rav Asher Omar, Mi katoni v'yemoysa chama v'yemoysa geshamim. Does the Brisa say you're allowed to cover it up even in the winter? Even v'yemoysa geshamim? The Brisa just said v'chama v'fnei chama. You're allowed to cover it up when it's sunny to keep the sun out. Oh, the geshamim of the geshamim. And the day when it's raining, you're allowed to cover up the beehive to keep the rain out. Katoni. But biyayim and nisim of biyayim tishrei. But Avad is talking about in the spring, somehow in the summer, when there is honey there. The ika chama, the ika geshamim, the ika dvash. It's talking about a nisim time when there's sun, there's rain then, and there's honey there. So since there's honey there in the beehive, lemaisa, it's not muksa. So then Avad, you're allowed to be metal, you could use the beehive. Since you could use it, therefore, even according to Rav Yitzchak, you're allowed to throw a mat over the beehive to cover it. But then the Chanami, in the winter time, when there's no honey there, then Takrit's also according to Rav Yitzchak. But Allah, we don't hold like Rav Yitzchak. Allah, we hold, you're allowed to move a kli, as long as the kli is not muksa, you can move it for any purpose you want, even if it's a tzarech, a davar muksa. Right, the v'noistin kli takas atlaf b'shabbos. You're allowed, if you have a leak in your roof, you're allowed to put a pitcher, a pot, underneath it to capture the water. Tona v'dot in a braisa, in the smala kli, let's say the pot got filled up to the top, shofech, take it outside and spill it out, v'shoyn and do it over again. V'yena nim, you don't have to stop. Now, as many times you have to empty it out, you're allowed to. You have a heta to keep your house clean. Tomorrow, they rechaya d'abaya. Abaya had a rechaya, a millstone. We used to grind. The rain started to rain on top of his millstone. He had a grinder in his house, and there was a leak in the roof, and the dirty water started to run in and go on the rechaya. So Chorosa Hefsit, it may ruin his millstone. So what can he do? Is Osla kind of the rubber. It came to Rav. Amalei, Rav told him an eighth like this. To move the millstone by itself, it's muksa. Now let him move the millstone by itself. So he gave him an ace like this. Zil aila leperecha lehosam. Go bring your bed into that room. In other words, make yourself living in that room. Now, if that's going to be a living room right now, it's very not nice in your living room to have a millstone there, to have a grinder there. It's like a dover, it's a shmutzli gazach, it's a misa thing. So the locher is, anything that's meat, that's disgusting to you, even though it's muksa, the rabbanan said, you're allowed to move it away. Just like the pot that it's soya, you're allowed to move away. Who are in here also? If this is disgusting to you, you're allowed to move it away. So that was a zaita. Make this room into a living room right now, and then it's not nice to have a millstone there, so you're allowed to move it away so the water should not ruin it. V'yafke, and take it out. So Yosef Abaye Rukul Kashle, Abaye didn't listen. He had kashas about this. It was bothering him. V'chiyosin graf sharei l'chatchilo. Good, it's true. If the millstone would have been in my living room already, I'm sure I'm allowed to move it away. But right now this room is not my living room. Right now the room is my storage room. So what kind of hefta do I have to bring my bed in there to make it into a living room? That's sort of like you're making a grav shere l'chitchila that you're not allowed to do. His akol ponim, since Abaye didn't listen and he waited, adahochi nofel berechayim. Abaye didn't listen to his Rebbe, and in the meantime the rain came in and busted his whole millstone. So berechayed Abaye, Abaye's whole millstone got ruined. Omas Abaye said upon himself, tasteful, like I deserve this, that happened to me, ti avriya demar, I didn't listen to my Rebbe. Now he didn't listen to his Rebbe Rabba. Rabba told him, go in and make it into your living room, and the Graf Sharei, and Abaye didn't listen, therefore Abaye at the end felt bad. But he said this happened because he didn't listen. So Rashi explains, like, what's the pshat tak in Rabba? Even though we had Gemara before, it's tak it true. You're not allowed to make a Graf Sharei in the Chetchila. Like the Chetchila we had before, you're not allowed to invite a goy over to Yasan Yomtev. One of the reasons why, because when he gets finished drinking the wine, the leftover wine is mukse. It's also by no Tiyai Nesach. He'll have to leave it, he can't move the glass. So then you're going to have a Graf Sharei there, you're not allowed to invite him over. Even though if he's there ready and the glass is on the table, you're allowed to take it away. But the law is, like a tchila, you're not allowed to invite him over, because like a tchila, you're not allowed to go to make something mias in order to take it away. So you see, you're not allowed to do it like a tchila. So how come here Rabbi said you're allowed to? So Rashi says, first of all, here was a hefsed mamin, should hefsed mamin with more makel here, or else the other reason is not really called like a tchila. Because you're allowed to bring your bed there to make this room into your living room. Like over there to invite the guy, you have no right, don't invite the guy over. But here it's much better. What should I say? One second. The taste speaks out. The taste says here, taste the over the man. The Africa, the mingle up the peric days. One thing goes here to Hefstid, you're losing out, your millstone is mutter. Since the water was already running into the house, it's not called the chetchila. My shaykin over there to invite a goy, don't invite the goy altogether. But Omar Shmuel said, Grav Sharei is the putty that you use to put the tzaya there in, or else the yovet shomei meraglayim, that's the bowl you use to put the meraglayim in, is mutter loitzin liyashpa. A lot of carry them out on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, even though they're muksa, disgusting, but it's a graf sharei, the rabbanu will make all to take them, throw them out of the house. When you want to bring them back at the house, it's just to carry the bowl itself, will be muksa, you can't carry the bowl by itself. So they three is to put some water in it, and then the rabbanu will make all to carry it back with water. The actual bowl itself is muksa, it's machmas mias. Maybe you won't have water inside, it would be us to carry it back in. So therefore, to take it out, but to carry it back, what's the heter? You have to put water in it, that makes it mutter. Now, the Gemara thought to say, it's only mutter to carry the bowl, because you're not really carrying the tzoya, the shmus itself, you're only carrying the bowl, that's mutter. Of I mean, let's say you have shmutz itself, you have the disgusting things itself, to pick it up with your hands, that the Gemara thought to say that's also. You're only allowed to carry it out in a kli, carry out the bowl. But the tzoy itself should be also. Gemara says, no, Toshma, bring your rye, not like that. Tiyu akvarto, there was a mouse. Tiyishtakach beyasfaktio the Rabashi. It was found, Rashi besomin, in Ravashi's besomin, in his smelling salt. Is omale Ravashi, Ravashi said, Nikta b'tzutzisa v'yafko. Pick it up by its tail and throw it out. Here he was mocked to take the disgusting mouse out of here, even though the mouse of Chura should be muksa. But since the meister was in his place, he had the b'samin. So it was a misa thing, was very disgusting. You have the hefter of graf sharei. Anything that's disgusting in front of you, you're allowed to pick it up and throw it away. Take it out, there's no visu muksa on it. So even to pick up the mouse itself, also it's mutter. So see, graf sharei, the hefter is even to pick up the shmutz itself. We spoke out that's one of the heterim amos to clean off the table on Shabbos. And let's say you serve nuts, and you have the shells of the nuts on the table, the shells of the nuts are muksa. Let's say you served eggs, hard-boiled eggs, and the shells of the eggs are muksa. The shell of what's that to clean off the table, they're muksa. So what heter is, if you have a lot of it on the table looks disgusting. And then the table doesn't look nice now, there's a heter of graf sharei. Something means you light it with your hands, pick up the shells, and throw them away, clean off the table. Right. anything that's awesome in the Rabbanim, Mishum Shvus. Shvus is, the Rabbanim want you to rest on Shabbos, don't do it. Or else Mishum Rishus. Rishus means a little stronger of a Lashon. It's not a complete mitzvah, but Rishus means like it's a good reason to do it. Still the Rabbanim said don't do it. Or else Mishum Mitzvah. There are certain things that even though it's a mitzvah, the Rabbanim still said don't do it. Really, these are three different types of shvusim. A shvus means that midirais you're allowed to do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Rabbanim said midirabbanim shvus, rest, don't do it. So there are three different categories of resting midirabbanim. One is a pure rishus, that stam, don't do it. Then there's a rishus, something that's a medial thing, it's not a mitzvah, it's not a rishus. And then there's a mitzvah. Now, b'shabbos chayovim olov, b'yom tov. Anything that is a shvus you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, the same Allah applies to Yom Tov also. Midrabbanim, you're not allowed to do these things on Yom Tov. Now what are they? The Elohein Mishum Shvus. These are the things that the Rabbanim said, don't do it on Yom Tov, Mishum Adisa the Rabbanim. Loi Oilim Bila, you're not allowed to climb up a tree on Yom Tov, or on Shabbos. Who adin Yom Tov also supposed to climb up a tree? For Loi Reich Menagavi Behemi, you're not allowed to ride on an animal on Shabbos or Yom Tov. For Loi Shotin Apnei Amayim, you can't swim on the water on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. The Rabbanim said it's also. This is called the complete Shvus. There's no mitzvah involved here. The Rabbanan just said, don't do it. We'll see in the Gemara what the reason why the Rabbanan said, don't do these things. V'loi metavchin, you can't clap your hands. V'loi metavchin, you can't knock them against the thigh. V'loi merakten, you don't want to dance on Shabbos. These are the things that are also mishum shvus. We'll soon talk about what the hetter of the manazera to do these things. The Mishnah, it's also to clap your hands or to dance on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. V'yeluei mishum shvus. Now these things now are mitzvahs mitzvah, but they're not a complete mitzvah. That's what's called the reshus, but still you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Loi donin, you can't pass in a shayla. A din, you can't make a din terror on Shabbos or Yom Tov. V'loi mekadishin, you can't be mekadishin isha on Shabbos or Yom Tov. V'loi cholson, you can't make chalitza on Shabbos or Yom Tov. V'loi miyavin, you can't make yibun. These things are called the reshus. We'll see in the Gemara why it's called the reshus, why it's not called the real mitzvah. V'yeluei mishum mitzvah. These things, even though it's a mitzvah, still also you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Loi makdishin, you can't make something hegdish on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. For loi marichin, you can't make erchin on Shabbos. Can't like also you know the money litzaka. Can't say erchin cholai and the money goes to hegdish, even though it's a mitzvah, you can't do it on Shabbos. For loi machrim, you can't make charama, which is also type of a hegdish. Rashi says, Hare behem zu cherim, you want this animal to be cherim. O stam charam lebedek abayit. Stam charam is giving a matana to the base of hegdish. Even though it's a mitzvah, still you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. V'loi magviyin truma o meiser. You're not allowed to take off truma and meiser on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. These are things that are also midrabbanim, midirais, it's mutter, it's a shvus. The rabbanim said rest, don't do it. But the thing is, even though it's a mitzvah involved, still the rabbanim said don't do it. We'll soon see the Gemara why not. Kol leilu b'yom tov amru, kal v'choyme b'shabbos. These halachos were all said by Yom Tov, and for sure they apply to Shabbos also. And the klal of our Mishnah is, ain ben Yom Tov l'Shabbos elo oichel nefesh bavad. The only difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov is that on Yom Tov you have a right to do oichel nefesh. Melachas l'tzarech food. Mashenken on Shabbos not. But all of the surim, even though it's on Yosem d'Rabbonin, just like it's also on Shabbos, it's also on Yom Tov. Now the Gemara goes to explain all these cases. First case was, a shvus was le'olin bilan. And now let to climb up a tree on Shabbos. Gzer Hashem yitlish. We're afraid maybe you come to pull off a branch when you're climbing up. And Bechlaus is Zerub L'Ola means you're not allowed to be Mishtamish. You're not allowed to use a tree at all on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You're not allowed to put your coat on top of the tree. You can't take a coat off the tree. Anything you have on the tree, you can't take it off. You're not allowed to be Mishtamish, use a tree at all on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. That's all Bechlaus is Zerub, we're afraid maybe you pull off a branch. The same thing, Bechlaus is Zerub, you're not allowed to ride on top of an animal. And the same thing, you're not allowed to put your coat or your hat, anything on top of the animal either. Gzeiros, all the same. Gzeiros, Shem, Yetze, Chus, Tchum. We're afraid if you ride the animal, maybe you'll end up riding outside the Tchum Shabbos. Fred Gemara, if that's true, it's a Gzeirom, that maybe you go outside. Mashm, if you go outside the Tchum, it's Shema Amina, Tchum, Diraisom. You have to say, don't get to Diraisom. It will be awesome with Diraisom to go outside the Tchum, then it's good. The Rabbanan said, Gzeiros, don't ride the horse. We're afraid you go too far out the Tchum. But if you tell me the old Pasha, we hold Tchum is only with the Rabbanan, so the Rabbanan don't make a Gzeira. The Rabbanan should not say, now let her ride a horse. Because even if you ride a horse and you go outside the Tchum, you're only doing an Issa of the Rabbanan. And an Issa of the Rabbanan don't make a Gzeira. So, who you have to say, Tchum is the Raisa, we hold not like that. So, what should be the reason of the Mishnah? Why can't you ride a horse on Shabbos for Yom Tov? Ella, you have to answer like this. Not that we're afraid you go outside the tchum, because even if you go, it's only yosem of the rabbanon. So rabbanon don't make gzeira on gzeira. El gzeira shemeyechtech zemeira. We're afraid while you're riding your horse, you don't want to pull off a stick or a branch off a tree in order to hit the horse to go faster. So afraid maybe you pull off a branch. That's why it's also to ride a horse on Shabbos. And no one didn't. You can't be mishtamish with balachayim. You can't put anything on top of the animal or take something off the animal on Shabbos. You can't go swimming on Shabbos. Why not? We're afraid you come to make a raft on Shabbos. So Pasha here is talking about swimming in the ocean or swimming in a river. That there we're afraid maybe you'll drown there. So there are bonimetic zebra, we're afraid maybe you come to make a raft to float on. The Rashi says, Chavi Shoshan, Masha says, Kli, Shaguma, type of a Kli made out of Guma rubber. Shaorgin Oisan, you weave it. The Yaisik, you mean Chavi Sarucha, Lemaitan by Loshan. You're like, be able to float with it, you teach yourself how to swim with it. So afraid maybe you make the sin, that's why you can't swim in an ocean or in a river. Swell in a swimming pool itself, there's a shayla, maybe you'll be mutter. But I call upon a masasir anywhere because you're wearing a bathing suit. You're not allowed to put any clothing into water on Shabbos. So if you go swimming without wearing anything, maybe the swimming pool could be a tzadet mutter. I call upon a wearing anything, any type of clothing, it's asur, because you're not allowed to let the suit go into, not let your clothing go into water. We hold shriyos and zui kibbutz. Let the water, let the clothing soak in water is nisa kibbutz. Kids, you shouldn't go swimming on Shabbos. But here, this din, I think, is he talking about not a swimming pool, it's talking about in the river or in an ocean. But if you have a swimming pool that has a, that comes up a little bit, the water stays inside, you don't have this gzeira, you don't have there. Now I'm going to clap or dance on Yom Tov Shabbos. Why? Gzeira shem yisak and klishir. We're afraid that being a dance, the gzeira is interesting. That if you're allowed to dance and allowed to clap, you want to be very happy, you're going to have instruments there. And what's wrong with playing instruments? You're allowed to play instruments. You're afraid that if you play instruments, maybe the instrument will break in the middle of playing. And you're going to come to fix it. And that's an issue to raise. If the instrument breaks on Shabbos Yom Tov and you go to fix it, you're making a kli, that's awesome. So Mishum Degzera, we're afraid maybe you'll break, the kli will break and fix it. We said, first of all, you're not allowed to play the instruments. You can't play music on Shabbos or Yom Tov. And they went a step further to say, you're also not allowed to clap your hands, and you're not allowed to dance to the music. So there's a famous Aruch HaShulchan, and he wants to say, Bezman Hazeh, you're allowed to dance and clap your hands, because he says, the Gzeri was only in the Gemara's times, when you used to really dance to the beat. As I was saying, such dancing you can only do if you have music. So maybe to dance, that type of a dance, you have to have music. So there's the Gzeri, if you're going to have music, you're afraid the cleave will break, you come to fix it, don't do such dancing. But our dancing, we just walk around the circle, that's not real dancing. He says he's allowed to do that on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Who wasn't clapping here also, we wouldn't have this gzeira. And also, there's the famous taste that we had before in Daf Lamed. Taste in Daf Lamed Amar Aleph says, it was brought down before, taste Daf Lamed Amar Aleph, on a taste of Eim Etavchen. The Morris says also, the same din here, you're not allowed to clap your hands on Yom Tov Shabbos. So, Pirish HaKunshis, the middle of taste, the middle taste is. Pirish HaKunshis, Mishum Shir. Oy mishum ovel, v'loy nihira. No, next tesis. Tonight, ein metavchim ein merakdin. You can't clap yin, so you can't dance on Shabbos. Pirush Rashi, shem yisak and klishir. We're afraid maybe the instrument will break and it come to fix it. That's why it's also. The tesis says, miyul will be done. And even the tesis times, he said, shari, we're allowed to dance now and clap now on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The davka v'yameyim shoyu b'kiyim lasas klishir. Only the times of the Gemara, when everybody knew how to fix the klishir, shayach l'migzer. Then it's shayach to have the gzera, not to dance, maybe come to fix the kli. I will be done. And on the b'kiyim lasas klishir l'shayach l'migzer. Since we don't know how to fix the kli so much, we don't make this gzera. So I'm not sure. So according to Taish, the chur should come out, you're allowed to play the instruments also. But the only reason you can't play the instruments is because you're afraid they'll break and come to fix them. But they said you can't fix them, they wouldn't be the gzera. But Akopan doesn't say you can play the instruments. Taiz also just says the Akopan, you're allowed to dance and you're allowed to clap on Shabbos. So the old Achrayim and Master Kash and Taiz's dome, usually the klal is that Kol Dover Shebeminyan, so Achminyan Achalatira, we had a Gemara before Nav Beis about that, that anytime the Rabbanu made a gzera, even though the reason of the gzera does not apply anymore, but you have to listen to the gzera until another bezdin comes and takes away that gzera. So Tosfos is saying the first gzera not to dance once because we're afraid you'll fix the kli. So true, that reason doesn't apply anymore. But still, since no bezdin came, it was mavatlit, the lacha should be still should be awesome. So that's why some achrayim want to say it's still awesome to dance and clap. That's why some people are not to attack and not to clap or not to dance. First of all, you have tzitzis to be mekel, and even that late tzitzis, the Aruch HaShulchan wants to say that our dancing and our clapping hands was never in the first gzeira. The first gzeira was only in the real study type of dancing, that your mama need music for that type of a dance, then you're afraid maybe you come to fix the kli. But now a pusher walking around the circle, that's not real dancing, that could be mutter to do on Shabbos also. But these are the things that's called the reshus ladoni kinev din teira. For the gemara of a mitzvah covered, what do you mean only reshus? To have a din teira, it's called a mitzvah. You're passing the shayla. Letzricha the ika adif minei. No, you're not going to the best bezdin you could. Real, there's a more chash of a bezdin. You should have went to him. You're going to a medium type of a bezdin. So it's called a reshus, like you're allowed to do it, but you can't say it's a mitzvah. A mitzvah, you should have went to a better bezdin. Vayta v'leim mekachin. You can't marry your wife on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Why does the Mishnah call this only Rishus? The Chur is a mitzvah to get married. Now the Gemara, Tzurich, we're talking about here, the Yisla Yishabonim. He already has a wife and he already has children. So he's already Mekayim Mitzvah Pru Revu.